1071 CJCS. Good morning. I'm Kate not in the studio, on the phone with me. It's Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Cree, it is a pleasure to chat with you.
Kate, me too. I wish I was in the studio with you. That sounds so fun.
Someday. Well, Cree, what have we got going on? I know that summer is halfway done now, but we are looking ahead to fall.
We are, yeah. We are just about halfway done our summer camp, or I guess just over halfway done now, which is crazy. We're having so much fun. And we are, like you said, looking ahead to what we've got going on in the fall. So August 12th is when we will open up registration for all of our fall programs in Stratford and Kitchener. So we have our popular baby program is coming back, vet club, that's some training, all of our fall yoga dates, paint nights, all of that fun stuff will be available on August 12th. So keep your eyes peeled on our socials for more information about what you can expect come the fall with us.
Amazing. And the programming is always top notch, if I do say so myself.
Thank you so much. I think so too.
Yes. And of course, in August, though, we do have another yoga with the animals.
Yeah, we do. Jackie, our amazing instructor, we've got two more sessions up in August. So August 14th, which is our Thursday class, and then August 24th, which is our Sunday one. This time of year, we have so many sweet little cats and kittens at the Humane Society. They don't stick around for too long, but they definitely love to hang out and do yoga with us. So if you'd like to support us that way, spend some time with some cute little animals, we would love to see you there.
Perfect. And you can register on the website for that.
That's right.
Awesome. And then also on the website, the Oasis 50-50 is still going strong.
It sure is. We are so excited about the Oasis 50-50 raffle. So just as a reminder, the winner of the raffle will win two tickets to the sold-out concert in Toronto. You also get $500 in travel spending money, some exclusive merch packaging. Going to be such an amazing show. I am honestly so jealous of anyone who is going. And the last time I checked, the winner takes over, I think, just over $7,500. And we do expect that to grow as we get closer to the date. So the draw will be done August 19th at noon, and you can buy tickets until August 18th at 11:59 p.m.
Okay, amazing. Yeah, the numbers are just climbing. And yeah, those will be like the last available tickets to that show because it's sold out.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been saying to Jamie, I have been watching like TikToks and all the videos from the shows. And honestly, it looks like such a great show. I've seen lots of people saying it's like their dad's version of the Eras Tour, which obviously I love. So yeah. Definitely get your tickets while you can for that.
Absolutely. That's going to be awesome. And Cree, we have had an insane stretch of hot weather. We were just complaining about it before we got on here. And we just want to put out a reminder, no hot pets.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, Kate and I were just commiserating together. We used to both not have air conditioning. It's been so warm. If you've got an animal, particularly a dog, and you have to go out for any reason, you know, if you are going into the grocery store or whatever, even just for a couple minutes, we really strongly recommend you not bringing your animal in the car with you. Even in just a couple of minutes while you're inside, they can heat up so quickly. Their body temperature can become very dangerous to them. So we always say keep your animals at home. They're happier there. They're comfy there. And if you see an animal in a car and you're concerned, you can always give us a call at the Humane Society and we're happy to come out and do a welfare check. Better safe than sorry, always.
Absolutely. And think about it. At the end of the day, when you get into your car and you think, oh, it's so hot in here, that's exactly it's the same thing for your dog, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's yeah. And their brutal. Little bodies just heat up so fast, they can't cool themselves down the mm-hmm. way that we can. So, yeah, definitely keep them at home.
Absolutely. Well, Cree, it is always a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for the update.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. So great talking to you.